How do you think you've done in that regard so far?
I think I've done pretty well. There's still some improvement that I need to do, you know, but every week's a stepping stone. You know, you just stack days, and I feel like I've been doing that.
If Schrader is not there, how does that change your job, change things at all if he doesn't play?
Their O-line is still as good as it's going to be. You know, it's a good O-line. Like I said, they run their scheme very well. The next guy that they put in is going to be next man up mentality, just like it is all across the league. Everybody's getting paid, so the guy they put in there is going to be good too.
Obviously, it's critical to get off the field on third down, but how satisfying was it that you guys were able to do that, especially?
Monday night game, front of the country, lights are on. It's essential. It's key. You got to be able to do that. And for us as a defense, we take pride in it. And as a D-line, we take extra pride in it. So being able to get the quarterback on the ground and get off the field is key, is critical, and give the offense the ball back.
I can ask you one thing about Ziggy. You saw him play from the other, you know, from watching him. What's it like playing with him? What do you know about him now that you thought you knew or maybe know more?
Just confirmed everything that I already thought. He is who he is. He's a great player. Ziggy's the man, you know. So being on the other side of him, it's just going to free stuff up for everybody else, because after a while, later on in the season, he's going to start getting a lot of doubles. Anybody's just going to keep letting it come off the edge over there and tear the quarterback up every week. So, you know, that frees everything up for the rest of the guys on the D-line.
Do people know he's healthy now?
If not, they know now. There are no surprises to me. I'm not surprised at all. That's it.
You were bothered by some of the criticism of the defensive line. What do you feel like you guys have shown through 2 weeks?
Just what we can do. We've shown exactly what we can do and what they brung us out here for. So we go out, play how we should play, and that should be the result to me every week.
I'm sorry if you already asked, but talk about this Falcons offense and how dynamic it is.
Great backs, obviously. Julio is a great receiver, and they got some secondary guys at receiver that are also good. Like, there are no players on their offense that you're going to be able to not account for, if that makes any sense. So, like I was telling them, first and foremost is stop the run, because that, you know, takes away that play action, you know. So, if we stuff that up, then Matt and Ryan can't sit back there and play action you all day and take those shots to Julio down the field, getting 30, 40, 50 yards a pop. So, it just makes them more one-dimensional.